Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Friday, September the 11th. First up today, a proposed law named after a Kent boy who was abused by his birth parents as a baby has been debated in the Commons today. Tony Hudgell, who's now six and lives in Kings Hill, needed both of his legs amputated at just 41 days old. Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat is calling for those convicted of child cruelty offences to face tougher sentences.
Tony's law is about making sure that those who hurt children in the most brutal fashion are punished with the full force of the law, as they would if they were adults. Now, the reason this matters is because the case of Tony Hudgell, who's an incredibly brave young man, made it clear to many of us, including the judge in the trial, that the sentence didn't go as far as they would have liked. Let's be clear, his real parents are the Hudgells, and his real family is the Hudgells, you know. The parents who gave birth to him, they weren't his real parents. They treated him disgracefully and so badly and that he nearly lost his life. So it's fantastic that Tony has found a real family, and I'm delighted for him. And let's be honest, this law won't help Tony because Tony's already now in a safe and good place. But it's to make sure that those people who sadly may come after him, that those who do these appalling things are punished properly. Because at the moment, if you get charged with GBH, you could end up in prison for life. But because of the way that the law works here, the maximum is 10 years, and I don't think that's right. I hope that the sentence of life would never be used. Sadly, I fear that it may have to be. But I hope that it would never be used, because if it was never used, it would mean another child didn't suffer like Tony did. But I think we've got to be ready that it might happen. And if it does, we must be able to punish properly and not see people getting away with a much lighter sentence than they should. I've got a lot of support for other MPs for obvious reasons, even if they haven't come across cases similar to this, because these cases are really unusual. I mean, let's be clear, this law, if it came in, would be used extremely rarely, thank God. But even if they haven't heard of it, they can see that this is a really important case.
Jenna Lloyd is from the NSPCC.
The NSPCC supports Tony's law, absolutely, and supports the Hodgell family in campaigning for that. So we can see from the conversations around Tony's law that under current law, 10 years is the maximum sentence that judges can impose when someone is convicted of child cruelty. We compare that to the life sentence that people can face if they're convicted of grievous bodily harm against an adult. We can see sort of the disparity there. So we strongly believe that courts need to have the ability to treat offences that result in serious physical harm against children as seriously that they would with those offences against adults.
What can we do to help, fight this problem of child abuse? Well, obviously speaking about it does help, and giving people the right channels to talk about it helps, but what else can we do to sort of combat this problem?
I'd really encourage anyone that has concerns for a child to get in touch with us on our helpline. So that's 0808 500 5000. So, quite often we're speaking to people that have concerns for a child and they don't know what that is. They could be a neighbour that's seen a glimpse of something and they don't quite understand what that is. Give us a call. We can talk that through. That information is really important and it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that we're looking out for children in society.
Kent Online News.
Kent Police are warning us not to use this weekend as the last chance to have a big gathering before new coronavirus restrictions come into force. From Monday, you won't be able to meet up in groups of more than six. Officers say they've issued 127 fines to people who've broken rules during the pandemic. Meantime, thousands of tourists in Portugal and Hungary are racing to get home to England by tonight or face quarantine for 14 days. Anyone returning after 4 a.m. tomorrow must self-isolate, but the rules don't apply to the Azores or Madeira. Chris Scoble from Go Scoble Travel Agents in Tunbridge Wells says the announcement hasn't come as a surprise.
We were expecting Portugal to be back on the list actually last week, which was shortly after they came on the list. The government system of 20 cases within the 100,000 was breached last week. It's now well over that.
A Kent Theatre is going to be one of the first in the UK to reopen after lockdown. The Assembly Hall in Tunbridge Wells will start welcoming audiences again on the 17th of October. Bosses say people will be able to enjoy performances safely as they'll be following government guidelines about social distancing. And there's been a post-lockdown boost in the housing market in rural parts of the county. The number of property sales in two Kent villages this year have already passed levels seen in the whole of 2019. Rightmove says transactions in Bearstead near Maidstone and Broomfield near Herne Bay have overtaken last year's total, despite the market shutting down during the pandemic.
Kent Online News.
Three people have been taken to hospital after a car hit a lamppost in Medway and burst into flames. The air ambulance landed following the crash on Beechings Way in Twiddle just before nine last night. A Gillingham man's been jailed for almost 2 years for what police have described as the most appalling physical, mental and emotional abuse of his partner. Ryan Dungy strangled her until she passed out, kicked her in the stomach and convinced her nobody liked her. The 29-year-old was arrested last July after police were called to their home on Sunnymead Avenue. He admitted controlling and coercive behaviour. A Folkestone drug dealer has been ordered to pay back more than £66,000 of illegally earned cash or spend more time in prison. 22-year-old Connor Gibbs from Radnor Park Avenue was jailed for 5 years in March for supplying crack cocaine and heroin. As a warning, tough decisions will have to be made to fill a budget gap of up to £200 million at Kent County Council next year. Bosses have voted to bring in emergency measures for the next 6 months, which they say will save £12.8 million. But KCC leader Roger Gough says they're still facing big financial challenges. Now, a student from the University of Kent has been telling Kent Online how he's future-proofed his career by starting his own business. With so much uncertainty because of the coronavirus crisis, a study has found more than three quarters of third years are worried about their employment prospects once they graduate. 21-year-old James Grice is in his final year of a management degree and has set up an app to help visually impaired people get around on public transport. It's called Stay On Route and sends out an alert when people get close to their destination. He's told us more about it.
Basically allows someone who's vision impaired to go on the app, get on the train, open up the app, set a location-based alarm of like 2 miles away, so then they can just set it, and then as soon as they get 2 miles away from the stop, they can just get alerted, allowing them to relax and listen to music or an audiobook on the train and kind of let them to relax as well as like the normal person. But I definitely think I feel like I've learned a lot from the business and having that kind of experience of applying my knowledge from the, you know, all the degree in that into something. And I hopefully I can use that into when I go into the actual job role of having that experience behind me. Unfortunately, as COVID-19 has caused a lot of problems with the world, but there are those opportunities out there for people to take advantage on and see if there's anything that they could benefit from, especially like as you see different people behaviors of people changing and how you could, you know, change your way of business to kind of optimize their behaviors and see how that could, you know, benefit yourself. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. You just gotta look for them and hopefully see them in the future.
Two Pizza Hut restaurants in Kent are going to close for good as part of major restructuring plans. Around 450 jobs are expected to be lost when the company shuts 29 branches across the UK, including the ones in Gravesend and Maidstone. Bosses say they're doing everything they can to redeploy staff. Football now, and Gillingham play their first league game of the season this weekend. They welcome Hull City to Priestfield following back-to-back wins in the Carabao Cup and EFL Trophy. Assistant boss Paul Rayner spoke after their game on Tuesday night. He says they're ready.
We've had a look at them and you know, we're aware of the talents they've got. You know, you look at their squad, you know, it's a championship squad. You know, it's there for all to see. You know, they've lost a couple of players, but really talented, and there'll be a big test for us. But, you know, when the big boys came along last season, we relished that, and the boys seem to raise their game for your Sunderlands and your Ipswiches and the big clubs like that. So we'll do the same with Hull City. We're really looking forward to it. We said we wanted to pick for the Hull City game, and a couple of wins under the belt certainly does a lot for confidence. And there's a few players knocking on the door now. Team selection is going to be very interesting. Obviously, we'll settle on a shape to try and give Hull City some problems. You know, it's going to be tough. They're a good side. They've got some good players. They've got an extremely good manager. And as I say, we'll be really relishing the challenge. We've had to shape a new squad, and that's going to take time, and it's going to take time to gel. But soon, like last year, hopefully, as soon as we hit the ground running, then we'll be a force to be reckoned with and difficult to beat.
Kick-off tomorrow's at 3, but it will, of course, be behind closed doors. So follow Kent Online Jules on Twitter for updates. And finally, Manchester United have completed the signing of a former Maidstone schoolgirl. 21-year-old Alicia Russo, who went to St Simon's Stock and is from the town, had spent the past 3 years playing in the US. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to ilifmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.